بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله، الزاكيات لله، الطيبات، الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء، التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات، والصلوات والملك لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله، السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات، الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات، الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, the 15th night of Laylatul Bara'ah, Nisfu Sha'ban, has commenced already. The 15th of Sha'ban has already begun. It is that night wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the very beginning of the night, that is now from Maghrib Salah time, Allah ta'ala's special attention is focus towards His creation. At this very moment, Allah Ta'ala's special mercy attention is focused upon us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His kindness, His love for us, He has given us so many bounties, virtues, favors, We have auspicious nights wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives in the billions. Laylatul Qadr night that comes in Ramadan, in the one of the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan. After Laylatul Qadr, ulama have mentioned the greatest night and the most auspicious night is the night of Shaban. Tonight is not a night of lengthy bayans. Alhamdulillah, very durud and salat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight is the night of ibadah. And ibadah is general tilawat of the Quran that we make, tasbihat, dhikr, nafil salat that we make, and mainly tawbah and istighfar and dua. So even after this program, when we go back home or after Isha Salah, spend some time according to our abilities. Whatever little time we spend, spend it with sincerity. Genuinely beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Banu Kalb tribe was a famous tribe amongst the Arabs. And they had a lot of livestock, and specifically goats they had in huge numbers. Now each goat, we know how much of hair each goat has. You can't count this number of strands of hair on the body of any goat. But by way of example, to show the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on the night of Shaban, Allah ta'ala forgives so many people equivalent to the number of strands of hair on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe. In other words, billions of people Allah Ta'ala forgives. Laylatul Bara'ah. Bara'ah means emancipation. Allah Ta'ala emancipates people from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah make us among those whom Allah Ta'ala will forgive tonight. The simple dua, you read after me, with Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this night when he was in sajda. Allahumma inni a'udhu بِعَفْوِكَ مِنْ إِقَابِكَ وَأَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ جَلَّ وَجْهُكَ لَا أُحْصِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ أَنْتَ كَمَا أَثْنَيْتَ عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. Alhamdulillah, we read this dua. The meaning, O Allah, I seek your protection through your forgiveness from your punishment. I seek protection of your punishment or from your punishment through your forgiveness. And I seek your wa'udhu bi ridhaka min sakhatiki. I seek your pleasure from your displeasure. O Allah, I seek protection from you in you. And the simple way of understanding this, many times I give the example of a child that is misbehaving, and the mother wants to spank the child, or the mother spanks the child, and the child cries, but the child still runs around the mother, holding the dress and the garment of the mother, and the child shouts, Ma, Ma, Ma. So we're running away from Allah, but to Allah. Any person in the world we are afraid of, we run and we escape from that person and we run far away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we run away from Allah, there is no other malja and manja, there is no exit, there is no escape from Allah but towards Allah. And this is the meaning of fafirru ilallah. No time to go into details. Fafirru ilallah and run towards Allah. Run towards the mercy of Allah. And tonight is a night wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special mercies are descending. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ جَلَّ وَجْهُكُ. Wallah, your countenance is so great. لَا أُحْصِي ثَنَاءً عَلَيْكَ. I cannot enumerate, I cannot really praise you. You are exactly how you have praised yourself. We can use all the words that we have, all the vocabulary, in the various languages, and we try and truly praise Allah, we will not be able to do so. Allah is exactly how He has praised Himself in the Quran. what is the important lesson? When Allah is prepared to forgive us, let us not delay, procrastinate. There are categories of people who are not forgiven on this night, and you have probably seen it in so many pamphlets that have gone around. May Allah not make us amongst those people who are deprived of Allah's forgiveness. Allah has chosen us with a special ummah. Ulama have written, muhaddithin have written, especially in the kitab Mishkatul Masabih, in the last chapter, Babu Thawabi Hadhi Ummah, the blessings, the virtues of this particular ummah, you and I. We didn't come into this ummah on our own accord. Allah actually chose us. Allah selected us, you and I, to be in the ummah of His beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This on its own is such a great honor. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live with love and muhabbah. To be people who are kind, who have compassion, who have gentleness, politeness, we have good akhlaq, conduct, behavior. We are not cruel people. We are not harsh people. We are not people who will go and get enjoyment to see the downfall of his own Muslim brother or sister. I'm saying this for us to ponder and reflect and introspect our own lives. And through the social media, many of us are guilty of this crime wherein we forward messages or we also become involved in harming others, in causing them pain and grief. We may not see that ah that comes out from the heart of that innocent person. When that reaches Allah, then Allah will answer his dua, Allah will answer her dua. And you and I will then suffer the consequence of what we are doing. It's becoming viral. My humble plea, let us stop this. Those who wish to cause disunity in the ummah, they will continue doing so till the day of Qiyamah. Let us be people who have sweet tongues. Somebody said it's so nice. Be like a sugar cane. It is so sweet, yet it is silent. Don't get mixed up with bitter words. There's a way of explaining to people. There's a way of advising people. You've got a brother who's done something wrong. Your sister, her conduct is not right. Your uncle, your aunt, your nephew, your niece, your friend, your neighbor. Do it in a nice, decent way. Nasiha kijiye. Advise people. Sharminda mat kijiye. Don't embarrass the man. Don't embarrass him. Don't embarrass her. Maqsad dastak dena hai. The object is to knock at the door gently. Darwaza torna nahi. But not to break the door. Not to break the door. What are we doing? We think that we are advising. And in the process, we have the holier-than-thou attitude. In essence, we are just massaging our snuffs and our souls. And we're thinking that we have done a very, very good thing. But we are causing pain to the person. It's a simple incident. Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, your beloved grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had observed an elderly person making wudu, but his wudu was not correct. They thought to themselves, if we're just going to go to this uncle and just explain to him that your wudu is not right and you shouldn't do this, he might leave his wudu, he might abandon his salah. So they went up to him. They say, uncle, show us if our wudu is correct. We are learning. So the one begins and he makes wudu and the man observes. And he watches and he learns half the wudu. And then the second one, he makes the wudu and the uncle learns the second part of the wudu. In this way, he learned his wudu. What is the object? The object is to advise, to bring the person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To bring every person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody is sitting here perfect. We are all sinners. This caravan that is moving, it is not the caravan of despair. It's the caravan of hope. Hop onto this caravan. Even if you have broken your vow 1,000 times, you have broken your tawbah 1,000 times, do not despair. Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most merciful. Allah is most forgiving. Allah is most merciful. My beloved youth, many people may have told you that you will never come right in your life because you're an addict. Or you did this, you did that. But Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Or those who have wronged themselves, do not despair. Do not lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one of us is a valuable asset to humanity. We are different from those who do not have iman. Those who do not have iman, the objective in life is only dunya. They will ruin a whole area, bombard a whole area. They will drive people out of their homes, they will kill mercilessly. And after some time, they will send back those people into that land. Not to homes, but to ruins, to live in ruins. And suddenly then again, they will say, no, we are taking back that land, it belongs to us, and we will do this. This is a kuffar mentality. Their objective is dunya. A believer is not like that. A believer is valuable. Rasulullah said, "An-nasu kama'adin." An-nasu ma'adin. Kama'adin al-zahabi wal-fidda. Mankind, human beings, Muslims, believers, we are mines of gold and silver. We are precious. We are valuable. Somebody said so nicely, we have a razor blade. It is sharp. Yet it cannot cut down a tree. Listen very carefully. A razor blade, it is sharp. But you cannot chop down a tree with it. And you have on the other hand an axe. It is very, very heavy and strong. But you can't cut even a strand of hair. So you've got a huge axe. But that axe can't help you to cut your hair. Both are valuable. Both are precious. Hence do not look down upon any person. Unless you're looking at his shoes and admiring his shoes. There were two people. I mentioned this some time back. One was a seller of vinegar. And the other seller of honey. Nice, very delicious honey. Sweet honey. Both are neighbors. Both got businesses. But the man who's selling honey, there's no customers coming to him. He's very, very quiet. Nobody is coming to him. Nobody is purchasing anything from him. Yet the man who's selling vinegar, he is so busy. So the man who's selling honey thinks to himself, maybe my price is very high. He lowers his price, but to find that still it's the same. Nobody's coming to him. So then he goes and he complains to his neighbor, the one who's selling honey, and he tells him, how come that you're so, the one who's selling vinegar, how come you're so busy? And I'm selling honey which is so sweet, yet nobody comes to me. So this man then replies and advises him. He says, that you're selling honey, sweet honey, with the tongue of vinegar. And I'm selling vinegar with the tongue of honey. What a nice way to understand. Somebody buys a car. You get two types of people. Hey, what type of car? What you bought this car for? So expensive. Where you got the money from? Who gave you the money? Why you bought this car? Couldn't you buy something else? And look at the other person. Mashallah, what a nice car you got. May Allah give you barakah. May Allah make you use it correctly. May Allah protect it from theft and accidents. Which one is better? The person who talks kindly, sweetly. He loves you because he cares for you. He wants to see you going into Jannah. He wants to see you following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wants to see you connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi says, be a lamp. Be a lifeboat. Be a ladder. Three things. Be a lamp. Guide people. It is dark. Load shedding. You cannot see. You the lamp. Show them the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be a lifeboat. Somebody is drowning. He's got different types of problems. He's got a domestic problem. He's got a social problem. He's got a drug problem. He's got a zina problem. Be a lifesaver. Be a lifeboat. Go and save him from drowning. Don't just observe him, watch him, and take a picture, a video, and send it viral to show how he's drowning. Be a ladder so people can climb and use you to progress in life. Help those who are poor, who are needy, who need your help, your attention.
So respected friends and elders, this is not my topic today. Amongst the people who are not forgiven are those who have malice in their hearts. I beg all of you to forgive me for my shortcomings, weaknesses. Sometimes we say something, we do something, we may have hurt some person, not intentionally, and I hope everybody forgives me. From my side, everybody is forgiven. If we have malice in our hearts, our dua is not going to be accepted. And if we clear this malice, and our hearts are pure, Rasulullah SAW was asked, Man afdalun nas? Who's the best of mankind? Rasulullah SAW, in this particular hadith, he says, that person who has a pure, clean heart, النَّقِيُّ التَّقِي لَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, he's got no sin. In other words, he tries his level best to be free from any sin. He makes tawbah, istighfar, his heart is clean. لَا بَغْيَ وَلَا حِقْدَ وَلَا حَسَدَ, he's got no oppression, he does not oppress people. He does not have any malice in his heart. He does not have any jealousy in his heart. Look at these things, jealousy. Are we not culprits of jealousy? When that man is doing so well in his business, and he's so prosperous, don't we burn within ourselves? Don't we oppress people who are working for us? I mentioned last week, those domestic workers who are working for us, what type of food do we give them? The leftovers. Do we not have malice in our hearts? Hiqs. You know, the one particular bad quality that mankind has, which is mentioned in the Quran, that before entering Jannah, Allah will actually remove it from the heart. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٌ غِلٌ حِقْدٌ ضَغِينَا. All these words mean malice. In Jannah there's no malice whatsoever. Everybody's heart is the same. Let us have humility within us. Forgive others. Help mankind. Show those who do not have iman that this is our deen, this is Islam. We assist mankind. We are united. We love one another. We care for one another. So be a lamp. Be a lifeboat. Be a ladder. You see, what's our condition? When we get some mafad, some benefit from any person, then we are his bosom friend. The moment this person then is unable to give us anything and we are unable to benefit from him, then we abandon that person. We are not loyal friends. We are disloyal people. We are not genuine. We are not faithful. Somebody said that when the rain stops, then the umbrella that was covering us, sheltering us, protecting us from the rain, suddenly it becomes a burden to carry, to pass it on to the next person. This is exactly what it is. When that mother of yours, who could never eat until you partook of your meals, and that father who slogged every day to bring some food home, when he becomes old, sometimes he's got Alzheimer, becomes senile, now he's a bulge upon us. Now the siblings begin to quarrel. No, he's your duty. You're supposed to look after him. Not me. That same mother and father who took care of us. Have we become such type of people that we have no time for them? That same father would smile at us. He would repeat the answers to questions we asked him repeatedly, the same question. He took all the time to give us the same answer. He never frowned upon us. And when that elderly mother and father, after 5 minutes, 6 minutes, they forget. It's not within their control. They've got a disease. It's not their fault. And they ask us, saying, how many times they told you? Is that the type of ummah Rasulullah wanted from us to become? Never. People in dunya who assisted us when we were in problems, now we should be looking after them when they're in problem. But that rich man who suddenly becomes poor, every day you are meeting him, now suddenly you turn your back against him. This is not a true believer. وَشِرَارُ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ, the worst of the servants of Allah, الْمَشَّاءُونَ بِالنَّمِيمَةِ, are those who carry tales. How often, in fact every single day, on that cell phone of ours, the social media, we never verify any information that comes to us.
we just forward it to others. Half the time it is fake news, it is lies, it does not concern us. There is no benefit in forwarding it. We are causing more mischief and chaos in the ummah, and we send it forward. المشاؤون بالنميمة المفرقون بين الأحبة. And those who cause dissension, disunity, a split between friends and family members. How many people became a means of the husband and wife going on to a divorce? Family members not talking. Amongst the people not forgiven tonight are those who severed family relationships. It'll cost you nothing. Just lowering yourself, humility, to pick up that phone, ask that aunt of yours for forgiveness. Ask that uncle of yours for years you haven't even asked him for forgiveness. Do it tonight. Have the courage. مَنْ تَوَاضُعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. The one who humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will raise him. Allah will raise him. Allah will give him honor in this world. Allah will give him honor in the hereafter. And the third person who is regarded to be the worst of the servants of Allah, الْبَاغُونَ الْبُرَاءَ الْأَنَةَ. Those who pursue, those who search, those who actually go out to look for faults in innocent people to cause mischief. The man was absolutely innocent. The sister was absolutely innocent. We just make our own calculations, assumptions. We link that person to another person who may have committed some wrong. And now it goes viral. How are you going to pay and make amends? But on the day of Qiyamah, when your good deeds will be taken away from you, when on that day every good deed is so valuable to you, you need every cent, as we say, on that day, people who you harmed in this world, you swore at them, you used vulgar language at them, you abused them, you slandered them, you killed the person, you cheated him, you struck him, all those people will come now, and they will complain to Allah. There will be no currency that you can pay. Perhaps in the dunya, you was a billionaire. There is no billionaire in terms of currency. The currency of the akhirat is what? Your amal. And those people will come and you will have to dish out all your good deeds. And still there will be so many people claiming did you until their bad deeds will be thrown on you. ثُمَّ تُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ. And then the person is thrown headlong into Jahannam. Therefore scholars have said, the zillat of dunya is nothing compared to the zillat of the akhirat. In this dunya, you lowered yourself. You may have suffered a little bit of humiliation because you had to be the first person to ask for maaf. But that is nothing compared to the hereafter, when in front of the entire mankind, you will then be humiliated. So respected friends and elders, Ramadan is coming. Again, it is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us become good people. Myself first, wallahi al-azim. Sometimes we also, not sometimes, many times, we don't realize and we see some things. And then we hurt some person. You can ask my pupils, but immediately after that, I will ask the person for forgiveness. I was wrong. I hurt you. I should not have said that. Sometimes out of anger. Sometimes we want to guide the person, but we say it in a wrong way. Our parents, the mother is old, she'll do something wrong. And then we become a bit harsh and become a bit loud. Go back, reflect. Ma, make me maaf. I should not have spoken to you like that. And then you see how Allah Ta'ala will connect you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to become connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, do not despair. I'm not going to go into all those waqiyahs you have heard many times. People have been fasting, they want to make iftar. And I told them, I'm not going to pull them to Isha. But you know the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It is so intriguing. I'm just going to repeat it just for us to get hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is my second plea. Do not lose hope. Make sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar. Cry, shed tears of repentance. Kisne kaha, ki patthar dil se paani nahi nikalta hai. Who says that from a hard heart, water cannot come out? Look at the mountains, we see streams gushing forth from rocks and mountains. That is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how hard your heart may be, but try
and you went in seclusion, when you reflect over your wrongs, and you look at Allah's kindness, Allah's generosity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love that He has for us, then you will shed those tears. They say that when the candle is crying, the candle is burning, when it is crying, you know, we see that liquid, the wax that forms in the top, when the candle is burning. So as the candle is crying, what happens? The candle becomes brighter. The cloud, when it cries over twigs, the twigs becomes more fresh. Like that, when we will cry and make sincere tawbah, this heart of ours will become more brighter. The heart will become more full of brightness, and it will become pure and clean. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people experience drought. They go out crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain. And Allah ta'ala then tells Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you see, there's a person amongst you. It is because of his presence amongst you that I am not sending down rain, and you are all experiencing drought. Until he does not move from this gathering, I will not send down any rain. And so Musa alayhi salatu wasalam makes his i'lan announcement that there is one person amongst us, because Allah did not inform him who it is. That please, until you do not move from this gathering, then Allah is not going to send down rain, and because of you, we are all going to suffer. But nobody moves from the gathering, and suddenly, there's torrential rain coming down. And so Musa alayhi salam then asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, you said just now that there is a person amidst us because of whose vice and evil you are holding back rains to come down. Nobody moved from this gathering. Oh Allah, who is this? How can it happen? Then Allah tells him that there is that one particular person amongst you that he cried in his heart, he made tawbah. Without even raising his hands, in his heart he cried, oh my Allah, I know I am the culprit. I know I am the guilty one. Not like us. The guilty one is everybody else besides us. Never do we think that we are at fault. Everybody else is wrong. We are the most pious people in the world. This person, what he says? Oh Allah, do not embarrass me now, ya Allah. In front of my Nabi, in front of the people, ya Allah, do not embarrass me. I'm making sincere tawbah. And Allah accepted his tawbah. Musa alayhi salam is elated. Oh Allah, show me who this person is. That because of whom you're sending down rain. Allah says, oh Musa, when the man did wrong, I did not expose him. Now after making tawbah, he's my beloved, I will not expose him. That's Allah. Allahu afrahu bi tawbati abdihi min ahadikum. Then the hadith, a man is in the desert, and he has his camel, he's got his water and his food, and the camel suddenly escapes, and he loses his camel, and he goes to a tree, and he thinks now he's going, this is the end of his life, he's got no camel, he's got no food, how he's going to survive? He falls off asleep, and after some time he awakens, and he finds the camel next to him, with his food and his drink, and out of extreme excitement, ecstasy, joy, not realizing what he's saying, oh Allah, you are my slave, I'm your Rabb, Allahumma, anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. He made a mistake. Rasulullah said, أَخْطَأَ مِنْ شِدَّةِ فَرَحِي. He made a mistake. He didn't say it intentionally. What did he try to say? Oh Allah, I'm your slave, you are my Rabb. Oh Allah, I'm making shukr, you gave me my camel back. In that excitement, he said the other way. More excited is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More happy is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you and I turn to Allah sincerely. Oh Allah, you forgive me. Oh Allah, I've done wrong. Oh Allah, you forgive me. Like this, there are so many other incidents that gives us hope, and we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cry over our sins. And what is the real meaning of tawbah? That after we have committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to go back to this evil, then abandon that sin completely. Have that himmat and courage. Make that firm promise that, oh my Allah, I am not going to go back to that sin. Have nadamat, have regret. Person has to be firm. If a person has got rewarded a wrong train, and then he realizes I'm the wrong train, the longer he takes to jump off at the next station, the more expensive will be the return trip. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait right till now we're passing away. Then it is too late. Then tawbah has not accepted the time of Sakarat. Tawbah has not accepted when the sun rises from the west. That is now Qiyamah beginning. Before that, whether you're young, whether you're old, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the night wherein a person
who will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from now. Prepare for the month of Ramadan. May Allah grant us a beautiful Ramadan. May Allah make us amongst those who are genuine lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Genuine lovers of Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must be sincere. We have to be sincere. We have to try to be sincere. We do things for show, ostentation. Stop all those things. Bring in ourselves ikhlas, sincerity. Try. Be with those people who will hold us by our hands. With kind words who will show us the way towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then see how our lives will become. Then we'll have obstacles in this world. But we'll overcome those obstacles, you know, because we know we have got Allah with us. Inshallah, we just mentioned a few couplets where the person is now saying, "Oh Allah, I am so ashamed and embarrassed of the sins I have committed. Ilahi, dar guzar kar de." The word in Urdu, dar guzar, means, "Oh Allah, overlook my faults." Ilahi, oh my Rabb, oh my Allah. Dar guzar, overlook my faults. Forgive me. Bara mujrim hoon main. I'm a big sinner. I'm a small sinner. Oh, mashayikh, ulama, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Bhatti rahmatullah, all his duas. Allah, me mujrimu. Iqrari mujrimu. And we know what type of lives they led, mashallah. Full of piety and taqwa. He never hurt any person. He should keep on advising us, have a large heart. Accommodate people. Show them, talk to them nicely. That when he passed on, wallahi al-azim, even non-Muslims even send condolence. And then they would mention incidents that we never knew before in our life. That how he should take care of even non-Muslims, not only financially, in various ways. There was a person who did some repairs here. Non-Muslim outside. And Mawlana took him to his house, gave him tea, biscuits, made him sit comfortably. This man was so taken aback. Can I just came to do some work, doing some repairs, and look at this person. Let us try and bring those type of qualities. Khair. Then he says, "I've never left a single sin, big and small, oh Allah. I've committed every type of sin. Oh, but Allah, I'm making tawbah. Allah, you forgive me." And then he says, that you know, shaitan, oh my Allah, shaitan used me as a toy in his hands. And he played, made mischief with me. Oh Allah, now you make me yours. Make me your banda. I'm submitting myself into your hands now. He says, "Bikari banke aya hu, I've come as a beggar at your doorstep. Allah, do not send me empty-handed. Do not make me go back empty-handed. It's not possible. Hal hasha lijudika an tuqannit aasiyan. It's impossible that you go to the door of Allah and Allah sends you empty-handed."
Gunaahon pe hu sharminda. Ilahi dar guzar kar de. Gunaahon pe hu sharminda. Ilahi dar guzar kar de. Bara mujrim hu main tera. Ilahi dar guzar kar de. Gunaahon pe hu sharminda, ilahi dar guzar kar de. Bara mujrim hu main tera, ilahi dar guzar kar de. Khata koi nahi chori, kabhi isyaan nahi chora. Khata koi nahi chori, kabhi isyaan nahi chora. Bas ab karta hu main toba, ilahi dar guzar kar de. Bara mujrim hu main tera, ilahi dar guzar kar de. Khilona haath ka apne, bana rakha hai shaitane. Khilona haath ka apne, bana rakha رکھا ہے شیطان نے بنا دے اپنا تو بندہ الہی در گزر کر دے گناہوں پہ ہوں شرمندہ الہی در گزر کر دے برا مجرم ہوں میں تیرا الہی در گزر کر دے بھکاری بن کے آیا ہوں تو اپنے در سے اے داتا بھکاری بن کے آیا ہوں تو اپنے در سے اے داتا مجھے خالی نہ لوٹانا الہی در گزر کر دے مجھے خالی نہ لوٹانا الہی در گزر کر دے گناہوں پہ ہوں شرمندہ الہی در گزر کر دے.
Beside the Rusharif. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں, ہم اقراری مجرم ہیں. اللہ we committed so many sins, my Allah, major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, amadan, khata'an, kabira, saghira. Ya Allah, from head to toe we are filled with sins and ma'asiyat and isyan. Ya Allah, we disobeyed you, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. We are unloyal. We are disloyal, my Allah. We are unfaithful, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite our disobedience to you, you still feed us, my Allah. You still provide for us, my Allah. You still care for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've given us clothing, you've given us food, you've given us shelter, my Allah. You have given us so many bounties. You give us iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, you made us the ummat of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you continue shower your kindness upon us, my Allah. But still we follow the footsteps of shaitan. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Tonight, forgive all of us, my Allah. Our brothers who have raised their hands in the masjid, ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters and others at home who have raised their hands, my Allah. They've got hope only in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, besides you, where can we go, my Allah? There is no other door we can tap at, my Allah. Besides your door. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بعفوك من عقابك ونعوذ برضاك من سخطك ونعوذ بك منك جل وجهك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ارحم الراحمين. الله ہماری دلوں کو مصفا مجلا مزكا بنا. الله make us become good people now, my Allah. Our hearts are filled with malice and hatred, hasad and jealousy, my Allah. Allah, we become happy to see the downfall of our Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah. How terrible we have become, my Allah. When are we going to realize? When maut strike us on the day of qiyamah, when we see our good amal taken away from us, it will be too late for us, my Allah. Give us tawfiq and hidayat, my Allah. To forgive one another, to help one another. We are the Muslim Ummah. Help us, guide us, my Allah. Allah grant us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Allah protect us from evil people, my Allah. Allah do not make us become drowned, ya Allah, by social media, my Allah. Day and night, our fingers are only looking... only with the social media, my Allah, with WhatsApp, Instagram, and all the haram other things that, ya Allah, will take us away from you, my Allah. So many people's homes are broken just because of social media. Ya Allah, people have become disillusioned with others, ya Allah, because of social media, my Allah. Respect has gone, ya Allah. from the hearts of the youngsters for the elders, may Allah. Children of their parents, may Allah. All because of social media. Hatred has been created in the hearts for the ulama. Hatred has been created for the, in the hearts for the elders, may Allah. Hatred has been created for our youth, may Allah. Ey, Maliki Kareem, help us, guide us, may Allah. We need you, may Allah. We know you have mentioned in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. Allah, you have said, oh people, you are faqirs, you are beggars to me. You are totally dependent upon me. I am independent, I am hamid, full of praise. I do not need anything. Ya Allah, from all the billions and billions of creation, you have so many creation beside us, my Allah. But Ya Allah, besides you, we have nobody else, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, perhaps some masoom child sitting here. Some elderly person, some hafiz of the Quran, some alim. Some ordinary person who came here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he's crying sincerely in his heart, oh mother, oh sister at home. Crying sincerely, shedding those tears of nadamat. Because of that person, forgive all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only your kindness upon us, you gave us these Mubarak nights, my Allah. Brothers have been fasting, Ya Allah. They have sat, they have been qurbani. Ya Allah, they are making sabr, my Allah. Why? Because, my Allah, they are seeking you, my Allah. They want you, my Allah. There is no money being distributed here, my Allah. Beside your love, Ya Allah, beside your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, drown us in your mercy, my Allah. Guide us every step that we take. Make it be a change in our life today. That no more we're going to talk bad of people, my Allah. No more we're going to make ghibat and carry tales. But we're going to be people who will defend Muslims and Islam. And we'll become people who will become beneficial assets to Islam, my Allah. The love of dunya will not overwhelm us. Our hearts will not become overwhelmed with dunya and hankering and chasing after dunya. Ya Allah, grant all of us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi al-bariyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'awk. Rahman dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك. Allah, whoever's got some domestic problem, husband and wife got some problem, Allah, their marriage is almost going to go through a divorce, Ya Allah, forgive them, protect them, reunite them, may Allah create muhabbat, mawaddat between them. Ya Allah, if there's any child who's disobedient to his parents, Ya Allah, give him tawfiq of making tawbah, istighfar, going and reuniting with his parents and becoming obedient, my Allah. So many have got financial debts and problems, my Allah, in difficulties. They are trying desperately to earn halal rozi, my Allah. Allah, grant all of us halal and tayyib rozi. Give it to us with ease and plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. All those people whose ihsan is upon us in any way, Allah, you shower them with the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, who are sick, my Allah. They've got different type of diseases, my Allah. Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. You are a shafi. Ya Allah, we will not lose hope, Ya Allah. Grant all shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqil, daim. All the marhumin, Ya Allah. Grant them jannatu firdos. Especially our close family members and friends, Ya Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. Ummat bahut pareshan hal hai. Ya Allah, what they have done to the people in Palestine, in Gaza, in West Bank, and in so many other areas, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, but those people stood steadfast, my Allah. They lost close ones and near ones and dear ones. They lost their wives and women lost their husbands. They lost their children. Children have become yatim, my Allah. After so long, they went back only to find ruins. There's no buildings. There's no shelter. But my Allah, they are not complaining, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us so much of food, my Allah. And still we complain. Our children complain. And we want more and more. Ey Malik Kareem. Do not make us go through any difficulties, my Allah, because of us being so ungrateful servants, my Allah. Help us to help the ummah, especially in Gaza. Ya Allah, no power can take away their land, my Allah. It is only you, my Allah. You are most mighty and powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that these are the people who will be in the jamaat of Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala, and they will fight Dajjal, people from their progeny, my Allah. You strengthen the iman. You strengthen their homes, Ya Allah. Restore their homes, Ya Allah. Give them peace, my Allah. Ya Allah, batil ko khatam farma. Ya Allah, protect them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from batil, Ya Allah. And from the forces of the enemy, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you by your Ismi Azam, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat al-Ula. Forgive us tonight, my Allah. Forgive all of us, Ya Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Make us see a beautiful Ramadan, full of barakat, afiyat, salamati. Ya Allah, gaining full reward from your, Ya Allah, from your treasures, my Allah. Give us barakah in the month of Ramadan. Don't make us become sick, my Allah. Don't make us miss any roza. Don't make us miss any taraweeh. Help us to make a lot of khatamat of Quran, and tilawat of the Quran, tasbihat. Help us to control our gazes in the month of Ramadan. Help us to control our zuban and tongues in the month of Ramadan. Help us to abandon the social media in the month of Ramadan and not become glued unless it is absolutely necessary to use the WhatsApp or send any message. Ya Allah, help us to curtail all these things. Take it out of our lives. We've become dependent on all these things, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, strengthen our iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Give us mawt in Madinah Sharif. Baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the intercession of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuthur water from Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak hands, Ya Allah. Allah, make us in the Jannat without any reckoning. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufad, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, buran, muqarrabin, makbulin, may Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, da'wat and tabligh, tazkiyah, ta'alim, madaris, makatib, ya Allah, different organizations, different individuals, ya Allah, who may be seated amongst us, we do not know what good they are doing, may Allah. Accept the good work of every person. Ya Allah, unite our hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the ummah of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, hazin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Let's make sure we don't obstruct any person who wishes to leave because there's still time for salah for azan somebody might need to go to some other masjid and we should not obstruct any person